Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Diva of Dual weekly podcast, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives and sometimes General Hospital and other stuff, like if I don't know if the Pens are still in the running, or if that's
yes,
a sore subject.
They are.
Okay, so I should have checked my facts before I asked that question. So anyway, so the Pens, when it's hockey season, the Royals and the Pirates, you know, Pittsburgh, you know, whatever. We'll talk about it. But mostly Days of Our Lives. I'm here filling in for the Diva. And this is Anna. You can find me at Cosy Hooch on Twitter. And we've got Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
You there, Marianne?
And
hi.
I'm there. And I'm at Mama _ Hooch on Twitter.
All right. And, you know, you can also find us on Diva of Days of Our Lives. .com and Facebook, and let's see where else. Oh, I don't know where else, but you know, you can find us a lot of different places. iTunes, definitely iTunes.
Put in Diva of Days, Diva of Dual.
Yeah, Diva of Dual.
Diva of Dual, everything will come up. Yeah.
Yes, and it's a great page. It's got all of our interviews, all of our podcasts, all of our interviews with the people on the show. And over the years, so lots there. And this is what our 293rd blog weekly podcast, not including
weekly.
our interviews and stuff. So, wow, mm-hmm. I feel old. What about you?
I do feel old. Believe me, I'm in a whole new decade now, and I'm feeling it. Believe me.
Oh, bless your heart. Well,
mentally and physically, you know how that goes.
You still hooching it up. You know that. I know you are.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. So, let's see. Well, I guess you know, we could just. I'm trying to think if I should be more prepared, shouldn't I? Was there any news about the
week
in our lives this week?
Any news? That's
anything?
What I was. Any news?
I'm trying to think.
Well, Drake Hogan's back. I mean, he's back.
Oh, that's
he came
right.
back on screen. Mm-hmm. But that's part of the story for
Brady.
This week. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and I've heard, and I've seen pictures, and it looks really great. His hair, he's let it all go gray now. Now, like, he's on the show now, but they showed, I guess, like, when we see down the road coming up, he has his hair is all completely gray. And let me tell you, it looks really good. He looks really good
Drake?
By letting his hair. Drake.
Oh, wow.
John.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gone completely. He has a completely gray. Not what you're seeing on screen now, but what you're going to see.
Wow.
Probably.
Very cool.
Whatever. Yeah. Because I think they tweeted a picture, or he tweeted a picture out, and he said it was time to do it. So he's getting a lot of good positive feedback on it, and I think
it
looks good. It does. It looks really. It looks good on him. So. So there's some news. I'm trying to think, like, if any more new people are coming on. You know, there's always surprises. I know Allison Sweeney's back now. She's taping.
Yes,
I do know that.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
That's funny because it's like, I'm trying to think if there's a, that's exciting to have Allie Sweeney back as Sammy.
She's
for a
back.
While,
yeah, she's
and
back right now.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Chandler Massey. I don't know if he's been tweeting and all that yet. I haven't been paying much attention on Twitter.
There are
lately,
rumors out there that this certain person that about EJ possibly coming back, or a character like EJ,
that's
I don't know. So there's some things like that coming back, and some old, and you know, the return of some characters that we know. Ones, I think there's rumors
well,
out
I would
there.
Like for them to
I don't
use
know,
the
maybe.
Ones we already know more often, like, say, Kate and Andre. They're hardly ever on.
I think we have some good stuff coming up with Kate and Andre, though.
Oh, good.
From what Teo's been
teasing.
And he's been teasing out there. And I know Lauren posted a picture of them together, and Teo posted a picture of them together just this past Thursday. That looked really, they looked really good together. So there's some good stuff coming up.
How could they not?
With,
how could
with
they
them.
Not look good together?
Yeah, so they're still taping. I mean, they're still taping together. So that means their story's still, you know, down the line. So as you figure, we're still looking at what 5-6 months down the road yet. So that they're still together.
Come on,
so.
People, we need to see our Condre.
I know, and let me. We can maybe start with Friday and the Kate and Andre scenes. I don't know if you saw the Kate and Andre scenes on Friday or
Friday. Thursday, Friday. I just saw a little bit. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see much yet this week. But
Well, he came back from.
Share.
Yeah, he came back from. It was just
finding
a little
himself.
Thing. He came back from Greece. Yes, and he came back from Greece, you know, because he was trying to stop Chad.
Yeah,
him and Hope were trying to stop Chad. Yeah. So, of course, you know, he's skeptical of that amulet, and he doesn't want it. And he's, like, he believes in the curse, and Kate doesn't. And she's more or less, like, they're kind of battling back and forth because she thinks it was a good business deal, and she thought that he would have bought the same thing, and he thinks no, you know, and she said, like, she's like, it's like foolish and all that, and of course she wants Gabby and he wants Abby, so they were kind of like bickering back and forth, which I just love. They're just like, yeah, and then, yeah, she was like biting at him. She was getting in digs for him, and oh, they were sitting there, and she told him he reached for a scone. Like a, you know, a pastry. And she almost like slaps his hand and says, now you know you're going to get heartburn. He says, oh, yes, I guess I should just eat some of this fruit. Oh, there. Oh, my God. Will you just? And I tweeted out the other day. I said about the fun, sexy, like, I says, well, they're acting like a married couple anyway. I says, why don't we just have the wedding already? You know?
Oh, I know.
Put them together already.
They need to be together. They're so funny.
So he thinks this is cursed, you know. And then he says, then they're getting ready to leave, and he says, well, and they're kind of still fighting. He says, well, is our movie night still on? So they have a movie night together. So she said, well, yes. And he says, oh, is it my turn? He says, it's my turn to pick the movie. Like a little, my turn. And she said, okay, but can I make a suggestion? And she said, how about Curse of the Mummy? You know, so he gives her this look, you know, and then he walks away.
I love it.
They were like so funny together.
I'm dying
and so
to watch that. Oh,
cute.
That sounds so
even
cute.
When they're like fighting with each other and he's getting on her and like.
I
so
love it.
They are like good together. So. We need to see. We need to see Kate and Andre. So I'm hoping that's where it's headed. So that was the cute scene. But we didn't have enough of them together. That was kind of it then for them. Well, I think there may have been more. I don't know if there was more Kate. Was there more Kate this week?
I don't think so.
That's what I'm trying.
I don't think so
because Kate wasn't in Greece and Andre was in Greece the week before. But we didn't see him in Greece at all this week. You know, you think he should have been there for Chad when he was going, when Abigail gave him the divorce date things. But he wasn't, you know, Hope was there or whatever. But he's back. So he is back with Kate anyway.
So that's what happened with Kate and Andre.
Any
more Twitter discussion about the letter sweater that we talked about last week?
The letter sweater?
With the D on it?
With the D, but I've seen there were other tweets where either that people like it or they did not like it. Like some people would say, "Hey, oh, really? What is with that sweater?" I heard different people say, "Really? Well, I told you before, I love the sweater.
Like the casual.
Because I'm in the wheel.
Well,
I told him he always teases about certain people that I'm in. I'm now. I've made it.
You
to
want
the wheel,
sweater?
At least. I want the sweater. I says, I get dibs on the sweater.
It's nice to see Andre.
I told him that. He laughed.
Yeah.
I said, I like that D sweater.
What I need to ask him is, what did he do to earn that letter?
Oh, yes. What does that mean? When we,
I
obviously,
asked
the
him D that last week.
Stands for Demira. That's a good question.
I know.
You know what?
I'm
the
right.
Next time we have him on the show, which we're going to have those
yes.
two back on the show,
yes.
you know,
uh-huh.
down the line, if anything
definitely.
Happens to Andre, we definitely. So there's a question. What did he do to earn that D? I'd like to see that question. So. Or the answer
I'll
to that.
Ask him that.
You never know with Payo what you're going to get.
So I'm thinking, would that be naughty deeds or good deeds for the D, for Demira? I know it's Demira.
Yeah.
It's like,
D,
what does the
yeah.
D stand for exactly?
What's the D?
So.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah. That was, yeah, there hasn't been
How
too
about
many.
Drama?
Well, this
got the D for drama.
Drama, yes. Drama. Well, he had He had that jacket on with the buttons down each side. I think it's a Varvatos. It's either that or a Monica.
Nice.
I think it's the styling one.
He always looks
one,
good
you
no
know.
Matter what. I was a little
yeah.
shocked at the casual look at first, but it grew on me. But
uh-huh.
he definitely has an amazing wear. He and Kate, they are equally yoked.
Oh yeah,
in
Kate
so
looked
many
with
ways,
her,
including
white suit. She
including
had a white
wardrobe.
One.
I mean. If you have a checklist, they're mm-hmm. so equally yoked on so many levels, and definitely wardrobe they are for sure.
And the pictures that they tweet from the studio, they just look, I mean,
mm-hmm.
just always
so
good. So yeah.
Oh yeah, and a little plug: if you like Condre, follow at Condre Fans on Twitter.
Fans,
definitely check that out.
Yes. You want to see. See Condre, so yeah. So I think
mm-hmm.
that's all the Condre and the Andre and Kate that we saw this week. So
basically, they're on opposite sides of the amulet. They're on opposite
yes.
sides of Chabby or Gabby.
Right.
And so, but a little tension's good for a relationship.
Oh, yeah, so other than that, it's like, you know, yeah. So I guess are they living in the same house together? So we don't know that, remember,
did
she wasn't, she moved into that manor?
Did they move back to the demand? I thought she moved into
the
mansion.
Are they
mansion.
In the mansion? Oh, yeah, okay, they're in the
I
demand.
Thought they were in the
okay,
dimension,
yeah, that's
I
right.
I think.
Yeah, so I think they did stay, but we don't really see them a lot there together.
I don't know.
You know, they're
yeah,
in and out,
really,
but.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they are.
Because they ganged because
yeah,
they ganged up on,
did
didn't they gang
in.
Up on Chad one time in there, or I can't remember. It seems like they, or maybe oh
yeah,
they were making fun.
And he did
they,
have them invite them back.
It was a whole group scene. It was a group scene, and oh, was it the wedding? That's right. So I don't know. It was the wedding that didn't happen. The wedding with Chad and Abby.
Oh
yes.
So yeah, I think Chad did
so,
ask them to stay. Yeah.
So what I wanted to know last week mm-hmm. was remember those of us that were watching back in 2007 when we had the missing folio and the vendetta, remember that and the missing little girl, you know, the baby snatching of what was her name? I forget
Sydney
and all
yeah.
that. Remember how at the end of that storyline, we were so glad to like never hear the word folio or vendetta again as long as we live? I'm wondering, are we mm-hmm. going to get to that place with Amulet?
Amulet.
Are we there yet?
Yeah,
are we there yet?
I don't know.
Are the actors there yet?
I
mean, could they have gotten a trickier word to have to say over and over again? Try to say that
amulet.
Three times, you know,
yeah.
10 times fast. Mm-hmm. Amulet. But anyway, I'm just
the
wondering if that's going to.
Mm-hmm.
The curse of the amulet. But anyway, hey, it's a story, and if it brings
and it's been bad luck for
together,
Dad, although
somewhat,
he doesn't believe it. But he, you know,
I know. But then, like,
he got
Gabby
the amulet, he got the divorce paper.
What didn't? Oh, and then didn't Gabby hurt her foot, her ankle, or something? And
well, yeah, Chad finally told Gabby about the amulet, and so he somehow, I think he got a phone call that he had to take. And so she looked at the amulet, and she kind of put it in her purse, okay?
No.
And, of course, we didn't know this at the time. And then they go back to the hotel room. Yeah, they were eating. Oh, they went off to see the sights, and she fell or something, hurt her knee. He picked her up, took her back to the hotel room, and there was a mugger there, well, probably Deimos' guy sent, and demanded to, they had pulled a knife and demanded the amulet. So Chad finally gave it up. He took it from his pocket. Well, here he thinks he lost it, and Gabby said, oh, no, I took it out of the box and put it in my purse. So all he has is an empty box. Of course, the guy never opened the box to look at it. He shook it, and there must have been something else in there. I don't know if there was something else in there or she put something else. But anyway, Chad still has the amulet. And it did show him calling Kate and saying that he had it, you know. And she said about Andre not liking the idea, and we don't have to tell Andre that you have it. He says because as far as Andre and Hope know, he doesn't have it. So she's keeping that secret too. Andre doesn't know about that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but she knows that Chad, you know, still has it. And of course, Eli walks in Chad and Gabby hugging each other after they have just been, you know, they were. And he sees them on the bed together hugging, so he gets the wrong idea.
Oh.
And and she explains everything, and he says, yeah, I do understand, he said, but I can see the spark, and I can see that you still have feelings for Chad, and we're just going to kind of put a halt on things. And kind of ended it, so that's
he's
where
really
they,
hot.
But
I
think they're leaning towards Eli and Lonnie too, because I do not like Lonnie and JJ at all.
JJ?
I don't like them together.
What's with him not being able to make love?
JJ can't do it. Yeah.
What's wrong with JJ?
Well, because JJ feels he doesn't want to screw it up again or mess it up. Because of the way that he did it with her and didn't even remember her.
Right.
Their next time together has to be perfect. It has to be, not on the airplane, not there. I don't know. I think he's just, I don't know. He's too young. But anyway, that's just like, hey, Chad. I mean, not Chad, JJ.
I bet he never saw that storyline coming. JJ can't.
Yeah.
JJ
can't do it. I don't know. Yeah.
I really like Eli and Gabby. They're really cute together though. I like that.
And I do like
Chad
and Gabby.
I do too.
I do like Chad and Gabby.
So I don't know.
And actually, I like Abby and Dario.
Yeah.
It's funny,
I
do. Yeah.
So what's the deal? He tells her that he's not legal or something. How does that happen?
Okay, he comes to her and says, he does get this thing that he's going to be deported because he's not an American citizen. Well, and he explains it by saying his mom went when she was pregnant with him, she had to go back to Mexico to visit take care of her sister. He was born in Mexico. She came back here, had to file these papers or whatever, and they're telling him that the papers weren't filed right. So the only way he's telling Abigail, and we believe this at first, that the only way he can go back or that he's not going to get deported if somebody will. So he asks Abigail to please do the fake marriage. She's putting him off. She says no. Of course, in the meantime, she finds out that Chad and Gabby, Gabby's in Greece now. Okay, so now she figures, they're probably moving on. Okay, Dario. Maybe I'll do it, but, you know, we're going to have to tell at least my mom and whatever. And she said, it has to be separate bedrooms, but we'll try. And then they talk to this immigration officer. And he's, of course, Dario is really in love with Gabby. And he had to explain how they met. And, he just loves her. You can see Gabby's very uncomfortable. Well, not Gabby, Abby. Abby's uncomfortable. Yes, Abby. Abby's uncomfortable with that. So anyway, here we find out, of course, Rafe comes and he tells Rafe, and Rafe says, I'll take care of it. No, he doesn't want him to take care of it. And then he's talking, who's he talking? Oh, Kate. That was another Kate scene. Kate comes in and he's talking to Kate, and he knows. Dario is talking to Kate, yes. Uh-huh. And he finally tells Kate, because he knows that
Kate
wants Gabby with
project.
Chad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, well, he's and Lauren, and not Lauren, Kate says to Dario, he said about this deportation, she says, do you really? It should be simpler than that, you know, and you could have your brother, you know, take care of it. And he said, yeah, really? He says, I'm going to tell you this. He said, but yeah, really, my lawyer said all I have to do is get my papers in order and there would be no problem. But he's lying to Abigail to get her to marry him. I'm there, that little jerk. So, yeah. So it isn't really true. All he has to do is go file the right papers and he's going to be okay. He doesn't have to get married to a citizen to stop the deportation. But he told Kate that. And Kate understands, you know. I was going to happen
Kate's
when Abigail finds out. Yeah. Kate, okay. Oh, yeah. Kate, oh, go for it. I'm going to keep your secret. Of course. Yeah. Well, he knew that he could tell Kate, you know, because Kate's
right
on his side.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yeah. And she says, well, yeah, go ahead. She says, that just opens, you know, that makes it easier for Chad and Gabby. So that's where that stands. So I don't know what's going to come of that. So that's what Dario had ulterior motives and with that. So, so we're still in Greece with Deimos, and we haven't seen Deimos yet, but Xander's there, and Nicole gets away. Nicole gets away, goes back to the plane, but then she decides better of it because I guess they were going to take off without Eric because Xander recaptured Eric. But then we see her, she goes back to try to get Eric. You know, she doesn't want to leave him there, and she runs into this police officer and is telling this police officer that this man, come with her and help me. Well, how dumb can you be, Nicole? Of course, this police guy is being paid by Xander. You know, she happened to run into the wrong cop who was on. And she comes in. She said, "Well, arrest him." And Xander said, "Oh, Nicole, I have to admit, is this his name? Paul Tell? What's his last name? Tell?
Paul.
That his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's. I'm enjoying him much more this time. He's
this time.
I don't know. It's a different. Yeah, he has a different look to him, but he's a little. Yeah." Snarkier, or I'm really enjoying him this time. And sometimes he's kind of getting kind of rootable because sometimes it's like, and Nicole got fooled again, you know, it's like, so there's where we have, like, so he chose him again and her again. And so Eric and Nicole are still held up there. But I guess the pilot's going back with the baby, I guess. I don't know if you saw any of that or what you thought.
Yeah, I saw that last week where he was saying, like, well, I have three kids, so I know I could take care of them. I'm thinking, you know, fly the plane and take care of a brand new baby. Okay, this should be fun.
Yes. So that's where we are with that whole thing. And then, of course, Chloe, the hated Chloe, everybody is like, she runs into Lucas, and Lucas gives, she thinks she's going to have some support from Lucas, and he says, well, it's all your fault that Holly's there, and Brady's this, and Brady's that, if you would have just worked with, nobody's siding with poor Chloe. Well, not poor Chloe, I don't like Chloe.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
Chloe sucks.
So we had that scene. So I don't know if Chloe's deciding or what she's, you know. And she goes to Dora, her and Dario are drinking themselves, you know. I thought maybe Dario and Chloe would get together, you know, because they're kind of buddies, kind of drinking buddies there. But
Dario
I don't
has
know.
A bad friend.
Then we had some, yeah. And then we had some nice scenes with Lucas and Adrian together.
Aww.
We saw those about her. They kind of sat down and he said, well, he wanted to talk to her, and he said, I don't want to pressure you. I don't want to feel, well, he says, and she says, I know what you're going to say. When are we going to make love? or have sex. And he said, yeah, but I don't want to pressure you, but I don't want you to think that I don't want to do it with you because of your he says, but I want you now more than ever. And she says, well, I know, but I'm just not ready yet. You know, he didn't want to pressure her into doing it, but yet he didn't want her to think that he didn't want her, because of that.
Those
were some nice scenes between them. Of course, we don't get to see Lucas that much. But I hear there's some story for Brian coming up and Lucas down the road. So I'm thinking they're going to be using Brian. So that sounds good.
Good.
So I'm glad.
Love Brian.
Yeah.
I love Brian. So
yeah. It's good they need to use him more. They were with that storyline, and so you said something about you want to talk about
I saw where Theo basically spills the beans to Sierra, and I didn't get to see the fallout from it. I just got to see where he was like, "Oh, this has been a setup," and he comes back and he's telling her how.
I think that's kind of how it ended.
Okay, because he's kind of
jealous
that. Okay, I was wondering because she just looks devastated. Mm-hmm. But I guess that was Friday, and I heard that was Vivian's last episode. Is that right? So they recast.
I heard the 26th.
Oh.
Next Friday's her last.
Yeah,
because really, we kind of it ended with him like with a shock. Wyatt looked
shocked.
Yeah, and she just looked,
like, he doesn't really like
devastated. He says, we've been lying to you.
I just told him, that was awful.
He said, I set
you
up, and I set it up. We both lied to you.
Seriously, like, that's, like, one of the few people on the planet that she trusts is Theo. Oh. But it was because he was seeing that she and Wyatt were getting close and maybe taking it to the next level, and I think he was jealous. Plus, he doesn't want to be hurt. But I think he wants. I think he's more jealous than anything. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if Wyatt was a bad guy or he started up lying to Sierra, but I think he really started liking Sierra.
And I think too that like Theo's radar is always really up high because it's like he just has that special gift because of his own challenges. He's very intuitive, and he can tell when somebody's a rat and everything. So I'm wondering, is he getting his wires crossed? Because, they did start out in deceit, and that's one of his he's always really, really calls people out on any of that stuff. So it's like, just by the definition of the fact that Wyatt was willing to go along with it, does that, in Theo's mind, does that make him a bad guy, even if he really has started to fall for for her, I'm thinking he does really kind of like her. But I think Theo jealous, definitely.
But like when somebody sets, like when friends set up other friends, they're going to say, well, you're going to like her. And they're going to tell that person what she likes, like a two-time buddy. I know her,
but
she likes this and this. And so try to do
this. Like this, because he's so innocent in a lot of ways still, he has a really high threshold for that, like a really high bar for that, which is good. I mean, it's great to have that.
Yeah.
But I think, he may not be realizing that Wyatt really has fallen for her maybe a little bit or whatever, or maybe he does realize it and he's just jealous.
He's definitely jealous.
I do like it. I have to admit. I think I just love that Theo kid, that guy that plays Theo. I just really like him.
I do.
But anyway, and then the whole trip thing. So you were saying earlier on the episode info that Trip is thinks more and more that Kayla's the one that killed his mom.
Because of Adrian.
What happened with Adrian?
He talked to Adrian. Of course, now Jade has planted the seed of Kayla because, Steve will do anything for Kayla, for anybody from her family, and she more or less, So he starts talking to Adrian, and Adrian said, I understand, about your mother, And both your and Tripp's adopted father was abusive, and she was starting to tell Tripp about how Steve's father and her father was very abusive, and what his father did to her. And he said, and Steve took the blame for me when I killed our father. So he said, oh. So he's already taken the blame for Adrian. So he says, oh, he seems to do that. He takes the blame to protect his family. And she said, oh, yeah, he would do that. He would do anything for his family, and he did it for me. So that's how he's thinking, which he did cover for Joey, but he just has the wrong person. He just has – he thinks it's Kayla. And, of course, Jade wants him to think that because she's pissed off at Kayla for throwing her out, you know. So – yeah, so that's where they are with that, and he's going to shadow Kayla, because Steve convinced him, you know, maybe you should take what, because Kayla said about he was so good when he helped Roman, that maybe he should study to be a doctor, the medical thing.
Yeah.
He says, well, why don't you shadow, and then he thinks to himself, well, that would be a good way to find some stuff out about Kayla to see if he can find out what happened, you know, or kind of bring this exposed Kayla. So that's where that's going with that story. So, okay. And you said something about Deimos?
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Deimos is probably going to be coming
still
now
MIA?
With the nipple. Yeah, he's still MIA. We haven't seen him yet. I mean, you see him talking to Xander, but he hasn't shown up. You know, the whole idea was for Xander to kidnap Nicole and then Deimos come in to be the hero to rescue
Nicole. But now
the
baby's not realize that the baby's gone yet?
Oh, yeah, he does. Eric told him. Yeah, and he's pissed. Yeah, Eric told him.
Yeah, but he's pissed.
Yeah.
Oh. So. Well, hey, Jen's on the line. Let's bring her in here. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Jen. Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
We're all at the yawning point.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, sorry.
I think I was afraid I was going to start yawning before.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts from this week or in general?
I missed a lot of it because I live in New York and some guy decided to drive into a crowd of people and then we got the president on.
Oh, were you there?
Right.
Oh,
oh my
no,
gosh, were you?
I wasn't there, but
that's right.
Preempted.
You're in New York. That's right. That's right.
Oh, okay.
Awful. My brother actually in Manhattan right now, and so I was like calling, going, "Okay, are you? You're not anywhere near that, are you?" He's like, "No, we're about 10 blocks away from there."
Yeah.
Freaky. Like, just so sad. But so you didn't. So your show, you were preempted.
A lot.
Quite a bit then. Yeah. Aww.
Yeah. I thought there was some follow-up on the kids, too, that I missed, but I guess I didn't miss it.
Yeah, I was like, maybe
what's her name? Sierra and Theo.
Sierra, yeah. So that must be like Cliffhanger Friday, then.
If I can remember correctly, yeah, I think that was it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what do you, so Lonnie's been kind of a somewhat a non-issue/issue for some people as far as whether or not they see a place for her or whatever. I can almost guess what your opinion would be, but let me ask, I'm just going to ask you straight out, Jen. What are your thoughts on the character? Who do you think, where do you think she belongs?
I like her with Eli.
I like her with Eli, too, but I guess I'm kind of torn. I guess I could see maybe a triangle down the road where maybe she starts, maybe she and Eli get together somewhat, and then about the time that they get close, then Gabby maybe pulls away from Chad. And you know, I can just see there's lots of potential for triangles going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, definitely. So. But I
wonder if they'd ever go back
him.
To JJ and Gabby. I wonder if they'd ever go back to JJ and Gabby.
Oh, that's right. I don't know. I don't know, because is there anybody, I mean, I'm trying to think, are they casting anybody else anytime soon? I don't know that there's really anybody else eligible in that age range, really.
Yeah.
That he's not related
maybe
to.
If they break up Lucas and Adrian, how about Lucas and Lanny?
Oh, I never thought about that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I like Lucas and Adrian, I guess, so I hope
I like
together.
Them too, but I like who with Justin too.
Oh, I like Adrian and Justin too,
But I like him
back.
To set it up a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, heads up. This week on General Hospital is a nurse's ball.
Oh,
is that this
week?
I
actually like tuning into that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
to try
fun.
To.
Thank you.
Laurie always does an amazing job.
Oh, that's right, because he performs. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, and then they're also, aren't they, we talked about this last time, Morgan Fairchild coming on to play Angelica, so undoubtedly that means Lolly's going to have a story with her, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
So, or maybe, are they going to be ushering in a son to be a
I
grown
hope so.
Son?
Another son? Yeah, her son? What's,
oh,
Alexander.
Maybe,
Alex?
You
isn't
know
that
what?
Alexander?
That
Alexander.
Be, what about Alexander and Gabby? I mean, we haven't seen him yet, but Alexander and Gabby.
That would be good.
Because they're not related. I mean, we always have to be thinking who's related to
are
him.
They? Stop and think. No, they're not related. We have to think. No, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Right. She's strictly Hernandez, unless, yeah. So.
Yeah.
And then, well, I mean, there's always the complication with her daughter being related to half the town. But, other than that.
With her daughter. Oh,
but that could be interesting if Alexander comes back.
Definitely.
That could be interesting.
And I did hear something else, which we kind of thought maybe, but I heard spoilers, and it's probably going to be true, that, you know, Brady's dying and he needs a heart. And of course, Deimos is going to get killed. And, of course, he's a relative.
Oh,
I don't
want Deimos to die.
So he's going to get the evil heart.
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to choose Brady?
Oh, because
maybe,
you know how he got Daniel's heart? Now is he going to get Deimos' heart?
Yeah, but if Nicole is leaving too, could he get hers?
Oh,
I don't know. Unless, are they killing her off?
I can't imagine
what
they kill
her
off. Oh dear, I can't imagine them killing.
I didn't know if I haven't heard if they killed her off. I don't know how she's leaving.
Oh,
yeah,
dear.
It could be. I don't know how she's leaving. But I had heard that out there as a rumor about Deimos.
I've heard, you know, and stuff. It's normal to have multiple marriages and multiple children with multiple people, but. You know, having multiple hearts that's a bit tricky. I mean, that's impressive. That's an impressive step.
Yeah, that is kind of far-fetched.
If he's on,
he's
going to be on his third heart.
But you know what? But if he gets Deimos' heart, maybe he'll get a little smarter.
That's true. He might be bad. He might be like a bad, an evil bad guy, but he'll be smart.
Oh, dear. I was just so confused because remember, gray Brady had the beard, but this time nice Brady had the beard. So then does this mean a clean-shaven Brady is going to be evil with the evil heart? I mean, I'm confused.
I don't know.
But that's true. They would be a match, possibly. Here we are talking about body parts. Oh, Lordy.
Oh, but Brady has some nice body parts, let me tell you.
Oh, yes. We don't see them enough, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, now you got me all distracted. Oh, I can't even think now. And that Trip, the guy who they cast as Trip, he's really good. I really like
him. Yeah, I like him.
He's good.
He's solid.
That was one new character that I took to as soon as I saw. I mean, as soon as he was on, it was like, this guy is
perfect
good.
Casting,
I mean,
really.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Why do they have to go and make him dumb? He's trusted
him. Did they make him dumb?
Oh.
It's like he's taking Jade's word for everything.
Well, he's a guy. I mean,
yeah,
he's
not questioning.
That's not
nice.
That's not
questioning.
Nice, but
Yeah, you would think he would stop and think, wait a minute. You know, Kayla, she's got to be pissed at Kayla. She could be making this up.
Yeah.
Never entered his mind. Yeah.
Well, who knows? We'll see. Maybe because, I mean, he is a, you know, he's got Steve's PI, you know, curiosity. And then he's got a lot going for him. You know, I thought the scene was a week ago.
Well, they already have one dumb son. So he's the second dumb son.
Yeah.
He got not as dumb as Joey, but
I mean, Steve been shooting some blanks here. It's nice to see that he actually.
Kayla's the doctor, so she got the stuff. Got a little bit more smart.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing was, it's like he would actually be Kayla and Patch and Kayla's perfect, like the perfect incarnation of their kid, if we could create one. But he's not even Kayla's blood, but he's more like Kayla.
No.
He's smarter, than, you know. I don't know. It's kind of funny. Poor Joey. Still got. I was kind of hoping Joey, after all these crazy life experiences he's had in the last year or two, I was kind of hoping maybe the deer caught in the headlights look would maybe go away, but no, it's still there.
Yeah. Tripp is smarter than both of Steve and Kayla's kids put together.
Yeah,
it
really.
It is not saying all that much, Jen, but it is a point well taken. Oh, Lord. Oh. Maybe, you know, it's like it could be that the kid who plays Joey is really, really smart. And wouldn't that be awful? I mean, like, look at Eric Martsoff. He has to play Brady.
Yeah,
he's done as a box
too.
Of rocks. And he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a talented, smart guy. So, you know, I'm sure he reads some of the scripts and just is like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, not
a chance. It seems like he's a pretty good sport about it, though, you got to admit.
Yeah.
Mark Stoff's got that down.
Because he hears that all the time, a fan of his. Why is Brady so clueless? You know, he does.
Well, he is John's
son. We tell him that all the time. He is John's But he's Victor's grandson, and Victor's pretty smart, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's say, maybe you can skip a couple of generations now.
Yeah, I think so.
It's all riding on Ariana, apparently.
Yeah. Actually, Bo got all of Victor's smarts.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So,
that's true. Yeah. Well, and do you think with Sammy coming back, do you think they're going to bring back any of the kids? I mean, I know she's not going to be back forever, but do you think they're going to, is she going to come back with any of the kids who were asked, or do you think they're going to skip that?
I hope they bring Allie back and leave her with Lucas.
Yes. I mean, that is really, they should. Mm-hmm. They really should.
Yeah. And if they keep him and Adrian together, Adrian will get to raise a girl.
There you that would be good.
Yeah. I wonder how old they would make them. They'd be like early teens.
She'd
they couldn't be as old as
with,
like,
I was going to say, she'd be moving in with Claire.
Please
Sierra.
Don't make them that old.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be nice if they brought Allie back and left her.
Yeah.
Like, there really aren't, I mean, it's kind of sad because there's not, I mean, at one point the set was crawling with kids, and now it's like they're not on, not very many on.
Yeah.
But
no.
They're babies.
We don't
see
that much anymore lately.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then Holly, the baby, and then Ariana.
You know who I'm waiting for to come back? Pocket. I want to see what Pocket's real name turned out
Pocket.
To be.
Pocket. Oh, yeah.
And what it. Pocket.
Oh, I forgot about
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah, because that was J. Kenneth Johnson. I mean, not J. Kenneth. That was J. Kenneth Johnson's Philip and Mimi. So that would be interesting to have him come back. You know, mm-hmm. Not that we need any more stories with the people in that age bracket, but if they were going to bring back a kid, Soras, that would be an interesting one, an interesting dynamic.
Or Carrie and Austin's son.
Who?
Carrie and Austin's son.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Carrie and Austin. That's right. I forgot about that. That's
right. I keep forgetting they even have a kid. We've never even seen their kid, right?
I know.
Or they don't really talk
about
him that much.
Him. They only talked about how, you know, Aunt Grandma Anna could go see him in Switzerland.
Yeah. Grandma Anna, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there's somebody they could bring back, Anna.
Yep, Anna and Carrie.
Hey, keep her away from Kate. I mean, keep her away from Andre.
Yeah.
No.
Tony
can play two roles. He can be Tony.
Oh, that's right.
Exactly.
I like that idea. That would be fun. That could be fun.
Want Tony. Yeah. Everybody wants Tony and Anna.
That would be interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Double the Teo.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No, but
he's up for the challenge.
Anyway.
I think so.
He's always up for something, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's up.
we love Tayo. Let's see. Anything else? That, I guess. Have you seen pictures of John yet, Jen? I haven't seen him of Drake
with
his
the gray hair.
I saw him on this week. It did look kind of gray.
Yeah, it's not gray.
I think it's
going to
be more so, though,
yet.
Right?
It's completely gray now, like right now. So,
oh, wow.
Because he filmed those scenes like 4 or 5 months ago.
Gotcha.
It's on TV on now. But there was a picture on Facebook or on Twitter. So anything that he's now filming now is when we see him, you know, 4 or 5 months down the road, he'll have gray hair. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a question for you guys. Did you ever watch Star Trek: The Next Generation?
Yes. Love
okay,
that show.
Lieutenant Worf.
Yes.
Okay, he played on Days. Who did he play?
Did he play on Days?
Yeah, it said in his, you see, I'm going to shore leave again, and he's going to be there. And it said he played on Dead or Alive, and I'm trying to think of who he was. Could he have been Theo Carver?
Maybe. No, I don't know. Because I'm trying to get I'm thinking what Worf looks like, but I know what he looks like, in, you know, without all that makeup on.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, though. No, because, how old is he, approximately?
Just a little.
He's got to be in his 50s, at least.
Oh.
Okay. At least 50s
yeah,
cause
or
older.
Yeah, because he was on Ships, too.
On Days of Our Lives. And you're saying, who do you think he... Who?
I'm thinking Theo Carver, the original Theo.
The original Theo. Abe's brother, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Remember
Theo?
Lexi had an affair with him, didn't he?
Abe had another brother.
Oh.
Abe had an older brother who was killed.
Okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, there was another Carver brother.
Isn't it on the internet, like under his bio or whatever? But it doesn't say the character. It just says
Yeah, it doesn't say the character. And I'm trying to think of who he was.
Yeah, I can't think who it would be.
What was the
character's if it was just
name?
A small part. Maybe it was like a small, very small part at the time.
If I could see a picture of him, I don't know if it was him or not, but what's the actor's name?
Michael Dorn.
Michael Dorn.
How do you spell the last name?
D-O-R-N.
D-O-R-N. Or did he play a doctor on it? Maybe it was like a small role that nothing.
Maybe.
You know, they still give him credit for it, but
yeah.
I don't know if he was like a major character at one time. I don't know. I don't know. Be interesting.
I know who you're talking about now. Okay, I haven't watched the Star Trek stuff, but he does look familiar. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can't place them on Days, though. I can't think.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's a little bit of trivia. Figure out.
Yeah.
Oh, I know something else that happened this week, or last week. Ken Corday got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
And there, you can
Ken
go
Corday,
on YouTube
awesome.
And watch it. You can watch the ceremony, and a lot of the Days people were there. I know Lauren and Teo were there. And they had cool. there's different pictures out there of the whole cast with him, and he had a speech and everything. It was nice. I watched the video of it.
Ah.
So, well, it's a little bit of day's news.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know. Did we cover anything else going on?
So
what
are you guys thinking of Paul and Sonny investigating?
I don't know.
Paul, yes. Sonny, no.
Oh, yes. Sonny, no. Sonny's kind of funny in that,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Justin's like, do you have a gun?
It's kind of funny to see Sonny pay the tough guy. He's trying to be the tough, mean guy. It's just not coming off. No, funny, you're not that. You're not the mean, tough guy. You try to be.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Even Justin's like, you have a gun?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh, God.
Well, you know, Will from about is going to put a whole wrench into that relationship. Yeah.
Oh, I like Sonny and Paul.
I do like Sonny and Paul.
Yeah, they are cute.
But I did like Sonny and Will when it was Chandler Massey. I did like Sonny and Will.
Yeah,
but you know how it is. Just when you get reattached to somebody, your ex comes back from the dead.
Then you come back from the dead. Oh,
yeah.
Classic soap.
Even though we saw
it. I want to see how they're going to explain this one.
Yeah,
it
should be interesting.
See how they're going to explain this one. Yeah.
Hey, maybe Ben's still alive. I like him.
Ben could still be alive. Although I like Ben.
I like Xander better, though.
Oh.
I want Xander to stay.
I love Robert Scott Wilson.
Oh, I thought, he was so good in that role. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
He deserved it. He deserved it.
But I like Xander. Xander's growing on me.
Xander's better this time. I couldn't stand him before.
Is this
but
better?
This time around,
I couldn't stand him before.
I do like him. I think, is it because they're putting
him in? Is he doing it different? Is he acting different? Yes,
or do
I don't
you think
know.
The dialogue, maybe the
coming off different.
Maybe there's humor.
He's more psychotic
but,
this time.
Maybe so. Maybe that's what.
Like more Norman Bates.
You're like, here, Paul. We like it when you're cray cray.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything. I can't think. We're not going to have a show next weekend since it's Memorial Weekend.
Okay.
So we've got lots of crazy plans going on up in the Hoochville. No, I'm kidding.
Cool.
No.
There's always something going on.
But,
yeah.
So we'll be back in a couple weeks. Hopefully we'll have. Well, and you know what? It just dawned on me. This is May sweeps. I didn't even realize.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if these episodes are May sweeps, but whatever.
Yeah. And what is with Abby and the flower dresses?
I don't know.
I can't take it.
Yeah,
no
that
more.
Wardrobe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know who's dressing Abby. I don't know.
Maybe she's borrowing. Because
the other Abby
Jennifer's
didn't
closet?
Dress like that.
No.
I was going to say, is she borrowing from Jennifer's closet? I don't know. I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
Oh, that was a little below the belt. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
No. I mean, actually.
We need Kate. We need Kate to, like, dress her, maybe.
Yeah.
Definitely needs to take her.
Yes.
Although
maybe,
she's not a Abby
maybe.
Fan, so.
Well, but she could try to get. She needs to make. I'm just thinking. Okay, somebody as hot as Dario, really, you're not going to go for that? Please, you're going to like be. Oh yeah, I might marry you so you can be legal, but separate room. But I'll be like, no.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
oh no,
that would never happen. Oh, I'll bet you sometimes they're probably laughing about that. Like, oh yeah, really, George. He really looks like he'd have a hard time getting a date. You know?
Yeah.
Really, he could get any.
He's one of those poor guys that has been so underutilized as far as that goes. Like, just like when they kept Eric in the, you know, covered from head to toe for the first year and a half. He was on the show. It was like, But anyway.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, but I better see a scene where Lucas takes him apart.
Lucas takes who apart?
Who?
Dario.
Oh.
Oh, the...
Dario robbed Lucas.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Was
yeah,
Lucas
doesn't know
company.
It yet. Company, yeah. He's the one that's hacking. He's the hacker that
yep.
Lucas is being in. But yeah. I think that might be his
oh,
downfall.
I didn't know.
He's probably going to eventually
oh,
get
I didn't
caught.
Realize that.
Because, you know, Dario's
okay.
leaving. Dario's.
Oh,
Jordan.
That Jordan.
That's out there.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a shame.
He's gone. He's going to be gone. So.
Oh.
I don't know how that. I'm thinking that might be how that happens.
Oh. Oh well. Okay, guys. Well, thanks for calling in, Jen.
Yeah.
Appreciate your contribution.
I think we covered
as
everything,
always.
Huh?
And
yep.
I think we have. All right. Okay.
I think
well,
we have.
2 weeks. Take care.
See
have
you in 2 months,
everybody.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.